Spread the Fire. Welcome back to SMWX. I'm here with the spokesperson of the EFF, Vuyani Pambo, right after the Sona disruption or interruption. Take us through what you were thinking in terms of the De Klerk interruption. Why was it important for you to bring up the De Klerk matter?
Well, it's very important that we raise the issue of De Klerk, precisely because if you remember last week, De Klerk took an interview, took public platform and said that apartheid was not a crime against humanity. Because if we allow for De Klerk to continue to be celebrated as if he did not participate in the killing of black people, we would be agreeing with him. Remember that we were told that we must forgive and reconcile with De Klerk. Now, we are told that no, De Klerk and them have now, apologized, they are remorseful, only to find out that he is not, repentant. He makes reckless, and obviously this exposes his feelings and thoughts of black people. He then tells us that apartheid was not crime against humanity. We need to think very hard who we celebrate. He cannot enjoy the perks of our taxpayers' money. We cannot allow that he continues to go to platforms and sit there as a former president. He's not our former president. We never elected De Klerk. This parliament is a parliament of our people who fought very hard. Some lost their lives, paid the ultimate price. So we can't sit with a murderer. We can't sit with the president of murderers. De Klerk has blood on his hands. So we're not going to allow that to happen in our name and not in our presence.
And in terms of the further interruptions on Minister Gordhan, what do you say to the criticism that you've taken it too far, it was too much?
We think we should have taken even further, but we have achieved our goal, because our goal was to simply make sure that we raise this issue sharply and we tell South Africa, but most importantly the president of this country, to say to him, you cannot sit with a minister like Pravin Gordhan, who presides over state-owned entities that are collapsing, being collapsed deliberately so that they are being sold off afterwards. So we won't allow Pravin Gordhan to sell our state-owned entities. We're not going to allow that. It's not going to happen, not in our name. We are fully behind the people. The people want electricity in their houses. They're not going to allow a situation where we have a minister who enjoys our resources, but still works against the interest of black people.
And just finally, this is one of the big moments for you, I guess. I mean, you were one of the people probably watching Sona a few years ago. Now you're one of the main people speaking. How does that feel? How are you feeling right now?
Brother, I'm an activist, so I'm simply extending my activism. I'm simply doing what we were doing earlier. The difference is that we're doing it at a different level. At a higher level. So nothing has really changed. I'm the same enthusiastic young man that I was, armed with the conviction to see justice happen in this country, to see the expropriation of land without compensation, to see black people fully being owners of this country. But as it stands, I'm not going to say that there's something different. The only difference is that the responsibility is much, much greater. The responsibility is much greater, but also the platform is much bigger.
And the sweat is the same.
The sweat is the same. Much more. Thank you, my brother. Sure.
I hear you. Thanks for watching the content. Like, share, and subscribe on all platforms. smwx.co.za to join the WhatsApp channel. And let's build a new conversation for a new generation. I hear you.